This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Supporters of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Monday attempted to invade the federal police headquarters in Brasilia, the capital of the country, protesting the arrest of an indigenous leader in the first major clash of post-election violence. Television images, as well as videos shared by federal police officers with Reuters News, showed burned-out cars, a bus that had been set on fire, and the sound of explosions and what appeared to be rubber bullets being fired. Demonstrators who support Peru's ousted president, Pedro Castillo, clashed with riot police on Monday in Lima as they demanded new presidential elections and the closure of Congress following Castillo's removal from office. Local authorities and Apurimac said a 16-year-old had died from a gunshot wound and two more 18-year-olds had died in the Andahuaylas province. Another death had been reported earlier on Monday in Arequipa, and two teenagers were killed on Sunday. President Dina Boluarte offered lawmakers a plan to bring elections forward by 2 years on Monday. In their latest assessment, the U.S.-based Institute for the Study of War assesses that Russian forces are continuing to shape and consolidate their force composition in eastern Ukraine to bolster defenses against ongoing Ukrainian counteroffensives near Kharkiv-Luhansk Oblast border and support limited offensive efforts in the Donetsk Oblast. This comes as leaders of the Group of Seven nations reaffirmed their unwavering support and solidarity with Ukraine on Monday. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com, or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. A Libyan intelligence operative suspected of making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 that killed 270 people appeared in federal court in Washington on Monday ahead of being formally charged. Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Former Libyan intelligence operative Abu Aguila Muhammad Masoud Kher al-Marimi's appearance comes 34 years after Pan Am Flight 103 exploded in the air over Lockerbie, Scotland, en route from London to New York City, killing everyone aboard and 11 people on the ground. Court documents described Masoud as an expert bomb maker who joined one of Libya's intelligence services in the 1970s and took part in a number of operations, reaching the rank of colonel.
That's Zachary Goldman of Reuters News. A hotel catering to foreign visitors in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul was attacked Monday, and three of the assailants were killed. Kabul's emergency hospital, which is run by an Italian nonprofit, reported receiving 21 casualties, 18 injured, and three dead on arrival. On its Telegram channel, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility on Monday for the attack. The U.S. State Department is strongly criticizing Iran for executing a second prisoner, a man convicted over crimes committed during protests challenging the country's theocracy. Ned Price, the U.S. State Department spokesperson, condemned Tehran's use of violence against innocent civilians.
The regime has rounded up and detained thousands of people for their involvement in these protests. Many of them now face harsh sentences, including the death penalty and sham trials that lack any due process. We denounce this draconian treatment in the strongest terms.
Iran also on Monday sanctioned the heads of the United Kingdom's domestic spy agency and military, along with British and German political figures, hitting back at Europe before it imposes new sanctions of its own. The head of a collapsed crypto firm is behind bars. From the Associated Press, Norman Hall reports.
The former CEO of failed crypto firm FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been arrested in the Bahamas at the request of the U.S. government. That's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York. Bankman-Fried is under criminal investigation by U.S. and Bahamian authorities following the collapse last month of FTX. The firm filed for bankruptcy on November 11th when it ran out of money after the cryptocurrency equivalent of a bank run. A statement for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York says authorities in the Bahamas arrested Bankman-Fried at the request of the U.S. government based on a sealed federal indictment it filed. The indictment is to be unsealed on Tuesday. I'm Norman Hall.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow the Voice of America on your favorite social media platform. From Washington,